Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
And we're back here as the start of the second quarter, brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Mountain Home is indeed leaving their offense on the field. It is fourth down and short.
Huge play here. Huge play.
Fourth down and short at the 5-yard line. Guys, I like the call here. Your defense is stopping him so far. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper. His Bears going to keep it around the outside. He's got plenty of yards. He's getting all the way down to the 3-yard line and the push of that offensive line. They're going to get him all the way to the 2. Mountain Home did get the first down. They got inside the 2. They needed a half. They got 3 yards first and goal at the 1-yard or at the 2-yard line for Mountain Home.
What a pride deal, to guys, for a lineman right there to say, you know what, your best, my best, let's go right now. We need a yard.
I love the attitude that I picked up on those guys, you know, when we got to sit down with them. I mean, that's their attitude. Like, let us go eat, coach.
Barrett's going to be in shotgun. He's going to send a man in motion. He's going to take the snap. Going to hold the ball around the left side. He gets a big hole in. It is touchdown Bombers. Barrett Miller with a 2-yard run as he stays on his feet, patient in the hole, gets in. Mountain Home now 12-0 with 11:29 left here in this Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic second quarter. What a statement, boys.
Guys, they showed a focus and they are getting it done tonight.
Let's see if this extra point is good. The kick is back and the kick is up and the kick is good. Guys, there was a guy running free on the left side, but he's able to get it. Ballard's able to pop it through. Mountain Home 13, Lake Hamilton 0. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
You okay?
Sorry, I can't sleep with this cough.
Sounds like you need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with NyQuil VapoCool. It's NyQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Whoa.
So you're ready to get some sleep? Thank you, NyQuil VapoCool.
NyQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing nighttime coughing, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
So Mountain Home set to kick here as Ballard lines up, and he's going to squib the ball across the middle. It's going to bound high at the 30, and they're just going to catch and get down on it.
Look like
Mountain Home had a chance on it. Guys, don't forget to hit us up on the Hopper Termite Pest Control text line, 870-321-6839. Actually, a short stack is 2 pancakes because a stack is 3.
Oh.
That's a former cafe waitress.
Nice. Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah. Continue to let us know where you're watching from tonight. If you're watching a restaurant, you got a Halloween party, let us know. We'd love to shout you out, say hi.
What's your best and worst Halloween candy? Hit us up.
Oh.
So, looks like here Lake Hamilton gets under center as West gets under center, does a hard cant, draws Greninger off sides. Look at Eli Jones there, putting his arm around him, saying, "It's okay, big boy. We're about to get you back." This is the first time, guys, I can remember that Lake Hamilton has been in the positive side of the change when it comes to early downs.
Absolutely. This is the first time that they've had a starting drive where it's not been 10 yards or more.
West going to be under center. He's going to hand the ball off inside, and they're going to get some positive yardage on this run as they're running back here. Makes his way out for 5 yards. He's going to be right at the sticks.
Guys, I'm watching our defensive line right now, and they are just tearing those guys up. I mean, almost to the point that they're possibly getting too far in the backfield
overrunning their lanes
overrunning
a little bit.
Overrunning the lanes just a smidge. Yeah, I mean, watch this battle up front because this defensive line is getting it done.
So the running back there was Murphy. Murphy was able to pick up 5 yards first down as they get the ball out to the 42-yard line. West under center again. Here's 11 minutes left in the second quarter. Handoff is going to be up the middle. They're going to hit their fullback here. Hunter Estes comes flying in from his safety position. The handoff went to the middle to Barton. Guys, you can see the triggeration in the hand motion back there. Barton's able to pick up 4 yards, but Hunter Estes did a great job coming in and making the tackle as they move it out onto the 47. They're going to say 5 yards on that.
Guys, Hunter Estes just cleared about 10 yards in about 0.01 second. I mean, he was moving so fast there.
Second down and five as West goes under center. Mountain Home did a shift up front, so West is now checking. He's making a check at the line. Dunlap's going to come around that left side. It's going to be a handoff. It's going to be a handoff inside. They're going to find – they're liking Barton right now up the middle. As he's going to pick up the 5 yards needed for the first down, they're going to move the ball into Mountain Home territory as they get out to the 47-yard line.
I love this type of football. Look at how many people are in the box right now. I mean, this is just a dogfight right now. I love it.
Mountain Home's got to watch to make sure they stay on their keys. There's three or four guys that can handle the ball during one possession. Just keep your keys about you and stay where you're supposed to do. West takes the center. He's going to be looking to pass. The ball's going to snap, platted down. What an excellent play by Dawson Dunlap. West dropped back about three steps, tried to throw a quick pass out to Vandy on the right side. Dunlap saw it coming, jumped up, batted the ball down, second down and 10.
He said, no,
not today.
It looked like he jumped off a trampoline. I mean, he was 6'7" in the air.
He's like, Coach, I got this in my face mask right here.
Yeah, I'm going to slap this one in the bleachers. Looking here on the replay, watch him come around. I mean, he just swats that thing.
West takes the snap. He's looking to pass again. He's going to get hit as he throws.
Dunlap
nails West as he lets go of the ball. West is slow to get up. The ball is completed out to the 43-yard line. Going to bring up third down and 7 here for Lake Hamilton.
I mean, that's what you do. You hit him in the mouth right there. I mean, next time Coach calls a pass play. Yeah. He's going to be like, no, let's just hand it off, Coach.
This guy's jailing me.
He's going to start checking at the lines like, you see number 12? Yeah, I don't want any part of number 12 tonight. West going to be under center. Third down and 7 at the 43-yard line. Mountain Home's defense needs a stop here as the handoff is going to go around the left side. They're going to keep him short of the first down yardage as he gumbles out to the 40-yard line. Fourth down and 3. Lake Hamilton has a decision to hear, and, boys, I think they're going to keep their offense on the field.
They're going to try, but I think it's a bad decision.
Well, and a beautiful play there. Big Setzer boy rolling off his block, shifts right over to that running back running off his side and was able to stop him for – less than first down yardage.
Fourth down and 3 at the 40-yard line. They have to get to the 37 for a first down. Lake Hamilton trying to make something out of this possession. First time they've had the ball in Bomber territory. Mountain Home trying to get a stop, get their offense back on the field. Who scored twice in a row. The pitch is going to go around the right side. Running back is going to get it. He's going to be close, boys. He's going to be close, and he's going to be short. Let's go. Let's go as Coach Schrable and Coach Thompson are going crazy on the sideline. Mountain Home stops Lake Hamilton short as they tackle the running back at the 38-yard line. First down and 10 as Mountain Home takes over on downs.
I know some other coach that's going crazy somewhere.
That's right, Coach. Coach. We got a picture in on good account that Coach Airy is watching the broadcast today. Stay healthy, Coach. 8:29 left here in this Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic second quarter.
What a huge statement right there, guys. Huge statement.
Barrett's going to take the snap. Mountain Home's going to be looking to pass. They got single covers on the left side. He's got a man. The ball's just overthrown. Mountain Home had Bryce Kincaid sprinting down the left side. The ball was thrown just about a yard outside the reach of Bryce. If he would have caught that, he would have been home free at the 25 as he dove for the ball and came up unsuccessful. Going to bring up second down and 10 at the 38.
You know, with 8 minutes left, you really want to chew on the clock here. You want to get down the field, put more points up before this half is over.
Bear's going to take the snap. He's going to keep the handoff in the middle. He's got room. He's going to make some egg on his. He's past the 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. He's going to get pushed out of bounds at the Lake Hamilton 25-yard line. Mountain Home in business again, as Barrett looks like he pulled a Bo Jackson and kept running on the track over here.
And they have no answer for Barrett Miller. Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Baxter Hills Bone and Joint Clinic. Give them a call today, 870-424-4710. Doctors Tom Knox, Wynn Moore, and Ed Roeder can take care of all your general sports medicine and orthopedic needs.
John Lucaro said, another take here. Waffles are better than pancakes. I said what I said.
Oh.
Bears could take the snap at the 25, handoff to Chenoweth around the left side. Chenoweth is going to keep his feet as he rumbles inside the 20, down to the 19. Going to bring up second down and short. Guys, if you're like Hamilton, who are you stopping? I got five going one way. I got one coming other, and then all of a sudden I got 12 that's coming at me.
Guys, Chenny's doing work again.
Get your tool belt.
It's time to do work tonight.
Watching 20 free from home, Blake Vacco's older sister. Did you call him, wish him happy birthday, Ashley? That's what I got to ask you.
Big birthday.
Did you call him, wish him happy birthday? Handoff's going to be up the middle. Chenoweth, he's going to stay patient as he kind of bounces around.
A little bit of a fumble snap there on the exchange. Just a little bit of kind of fumble.
He's going to get the 20 and get taken down there. She did say. Remember, a.k.a. Waffle House Special.
Oh, yeah, the smothered covered.
Smothered and covered. Waffle House Special.
Keep hitting us up on the text line, 870-321-6839, the Hopper Termite Pest Control. Let us know if you're having a Halloween party tonight.
Got a hey, Coach Pugsley. As it's going to be a handoff around the left side. Barrett's going to keep it, but there's about four flags come flying in as this is going to be a hold on Mountain Home at the 20. Barrett did get in for the 20-yard touchdown run. But, guys, I saw more flags come flying in there.
What's up, Grady Lance?
Said, hey, Coach Pugsley.
That's right. I said, hello to the Go players texting in.
It is going to be a holding penalty on Mountain Home at the 20-yard line. That's going to push us back to the 30. Going to bring up a third down and long. Guys, here's the deal, though. You don't have to go get it all back right here.
Now, you got two downs to get it back. It'd be nice to get down here in field goal territory, make this more than a two-possession game. 3 points would give you that. So you got a lot of options with 7 minutes left to go in the second quarter.
Yeah. Second quarter brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Dr. Knox, Dr. Roeder, and Dr. Moore, go see them for any orthopedic needs as Barrett takes the snap. He's looking to pass. He's getting flushed out of the pocket. He's going to keep it around the outside. He's going to get inside the 25. He's going to fight to try to get back to the 20-yard line, but he's going to get brought down at the 24. We got fourth down and 9 for Mountain Home, and decision looming here.
Can he kick this one?
This is a 30.
And the clock never started. Why is the clock not running?
42-yard field goal?
The clock never started on that play whatsoever. It's finally starting, but the official's not going to do anything.
He's trying to figure it out.
This is going to be a 41-yard field goal, well within the range of Ballard. The sophomore kicker, the snap is back. The kick is up. Guys, he's got the leg.
He's got it.
The kick is good. Ballistic Ballard from 41 yards out makes this game 16-0 with 6:37 left in this half. Second quarter brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Why hold a parade that only goes one block? What in the world is a bathtub race? And how can one town be the training ground for American Pharoah and the former playground of Al Capone? That's just Hot Springs being Hot Springs. Between thermal waters, thoroughbreds, and the world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade, this town isn't trying to be unique. It just comes naturally. Come experience this slightly unconventional and completely wonderful place called Hot Springs, Arkansas. For more info, visit hotsprings.org.
At Stevens, our philosophy is to invest every dollar as if it were our own. To seize opportunity. To anticipate rather than react. To deliver constant focus in an ever-changing world. And to pursue the objectives of our clients in order to help them reach their financial goals. A proven history of helping companies and individuals. Stevens, member NYSE SIPC.
2 yard line.
Boys, they're scared.
They are.
They're scared. You're fair catching that when you got 10 yards of space. They're scared.
Mountain Home's defense has done work tonight, had a huge stop the last possession as they were able to get off the field on fourth down. And Mountain Home back on here for defense.
Ooh, I got one. Caramel apple suckers are the best.
Oh, those are terrible. I hate anything sour apple flavored.
No, I don't like them either.
Alexis likes them. Appreciate you texting
in. Sorry, Alexis. Can't agree with that one. Ugh. Sour apple. Guys, seriously, it makes me throw up in my mouth.
Wes is going to hand the ball up the middle. Setzer's going to be drug and bring the ball carrier down. They're liking that Barton up the middle with that fullback. They're able to find something there. As Brenton Setzer was able to bring him down with a host of other Bombers after a two-yard gain.
That's where the game plan. They find a little something they like. They're going to hammer it.
That's right.
And so Bombers going to have to make a judgment here.
This time they're going to hand off around the right, and they're not going to like that because all of Mountain Home's defense was right there as they tried to go around the right side to Murphy. Murphy had nowhere to go. He lost the yardage that they gained on the first play. It's going to be a loss of 2 yards. They're going to say they're going to mark him down at the 24-yard line. Going to bring up third down and 9.
Big Brenton Setzer, man. He can shed a block with the best of them. Keeps his eyes up. He's focused on the ball carrier. And once he gets his big old bear paws on you, you ain't getting off of it.
Reagan Webb supporting the Bombers in OSU country.
All right.
Appreciate Stillwater. A little Stillwater action.
Oh, not Ohio State?
Nope. Oklahoma State.
Okay.
Wes is going to take the snap. He's under all kind of pressures. He's going to be brought down by Mountain Home's defense back at the 2019-yard line. He had nowhere to go. As Setzer and Grininger and Brenton Setzer, just name the defensive line. They were all over Wes back there as they're going to mark him down at the 20. It's going to bring up fourth down and 13. Big Eli Jones, Vacco, smothered and covered. Vacco said, look, y'all chop and dice him up there. I'm going to come smother and cover. Me and Del Soto are going to finish the job. Guys, that box is doing work. Hey, sounds like we're going to take them out to dinner this week. Sound like.
I love it. I love it.
Lake Hamilton set to punt here from the 20-yard line. The kick is going to be a high, and it's going to be a short one. It's going to be a high, short kick. It's going to hit at the 45, take a Lake Hamilton bounce inside the 40, and roll all the way down to the 30, 29-yard line of Mountain Home. But, guys, your defense is doing work. They've had one sustainable drive during this whole game. They were able to get off the field. After that, it's all been three and outs.
They have. I mean, we talked about that being one of the keys to victory tonight early on. And, I mean, they showed up with a chip on their shoulder, and they've been playing angry football. Love it.
From a defensive perspective, okay, you got 4 minutes left in the half, and they have zero. They haven't even able to manage anything offensively. They can't get us out of their backfield.
And we get the ball to start this second half. No, we get the ball to keep. They get the ball to start south. Let's see if you can chew up some clock as Barrett takes the ball around the left side. He's making tackles miss. He's got first down yardage. He's going to get out of bounds at the 40. So they're going to say they're still walking it off over there. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds.
Where are they marking him at?
What are we doing here?
Swapping up there. Does he know what he's doing?
Oh, there's a flag on the play. There's a flag. That's what it is. It's like it's going to be holding. Flag on the play on the left side here. It is going to be holding on Mountain Home. And it's going to be a spot foul, so it's going to push the ball back to the 24-yard line.
Both those holding penalties have come from that same side of the field tonight.
He's got all kinds of room. They're probably feeling bad.
Are you saying those are a little bit of sympathy calls?
I don't know. I'd have to see the review, but probably not.
Or he has really great eyes. Maybe he just sees it all.
I think we're probably holding. That's probably why we're always open. Barrett's going to take a pass. It's going to be an inside screen. He's going to hit Gus Wilbur. Wilbur's got room around the left side. He's going to get past the 40. He's going to get pushed out of the bounds at the 44-yard line. No flag on the field this time. What a great setup play for Mountain Home as they faked right, came to the inside screen and hit Wilbur, and he did the rest of the work, getting out to the 43-yard line. First down Bombers with 4:14 left here in this Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic second quarter.
I love Miller's fake pass there, too. Had them all biting.
Miller's going to hand the ball off. Chenoweth is going to stay patient around the right side. He's going to get stood up, though. He's going to get stood up as he gets back to the original line of scrimmage. That's going to be 43. It's going to be no gain. Going to be up second down in 10.
Chenoweth has given you hard yards tonight. I mean, he's touched the ball 15 times, 60 yards thus far. You know, not bad, 4 yards a clip, but they are hard yards inside those tackles.
Second down and 10 at the 43-yard line. As Barrett's going to be in shotgun. He's got Chenoweth behind him. He's going to fake the handoff. He's going to keep it around the left side.
Bear's going to get outside the numbers. He's going to get drugged down. No, he's not going to get drugged down. He's going to drag the defender down, but he's going to run out of bounds at the 49-yard line. Gain of 6. Bring up 3rd down and 4 for Mountain Home.
Bear's got about 3 or 4 inches on that guy. He better watch it. Barrett will run at him.
It seems like it's getting a little chippy, too, out there tonight.
There's not much chippiness going around. It's just it's like, me alone.
Quit picking on me. Just
stand there like,
stop picking on me.
3rd down and 4 to 49.
Oh.
It looks like we got a stoppage of play.
Oh, he puked. Oh, he vomited.
Number 10.
Oh, he's losing his lunch.
Don't zoom in on that. Number 10 is having to come off the field.
Well, he's coming again.
Get that guy some crackers.
Some graham crackers would be delicious.
I think some marshmallows would help that situation.
Dude, that guy's giving it his all, though. You have to give him credit. He's out there giving his all, guys. He's going to come over here. The trainers are getting him some water. He should be okay.
You got to watch that Taco Bell.
3rd down and 4 for Mountain Home at the 49-yard line.
I mean, are they going to sanitize the field or something? It's just like a pile of puke out there.
Run left. Run left.
We're going to run away from the vomit.
Barrett's going to take the snap, hand off to Chenoweth as he leaps over a defender, dives forward. He's going to be really close to first down yardage. He's going to be just, I don't know. He keeps stepping. Is it right foot step, right foot or left foot? He's going to get right. First down yardage.
All right.
It's going to be a left foot spot. That's enough for first down yardage for Mountain Home as he gets out to the 46-yard line. Tobias is losing here. Chunks McGee over here. The handoff to Chenoweth as we're staying left away from all the puke on the field. He's going to rumble down to the 41-yard line, a pickup of 5. Let me have 2nd down and 5 here.
I feel like Chenoweth and Barrett are in the huddle saying, Coach, hey, look, we're going to run away from the vomit. We're going to run left side. We're going to totally avoid this big pile of puke.
Mark and Laura Case watching from Mountain Home.
Sorry if you're watching at a restaurant.
Ian Ellison, what's the longest kick in school history? Can you figure that out?
I can do some research.
Barrett's going to fake the handoff. He's going to keep the ball on left side. He's going to truck a guy. Barrett's going to say, Barrett, the train coming through as he runs over a guy for first down yardage down to the 35-yard line. 1st down and 10, Mountain Home with 2:32 left here in the second quarter. Brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic.
That's really
Barrett
great.
Takes the snap. He's looking to pass. He's going to get pushed around the right side, and he smartly throws the ball away. Great job there by Barrett Miller. That play was strung out. Mountain Home decided to take a shot. They've been able to run the ball consistently on these guys. Decided to take a shot. I love the call right there. Barrett wisely threw it away. Didn't take a loss of yards. Going to bring up 2nd down and 10.
I just want to compliment your choo-choo train.
You like that?
That was awesome.
Abel's family watching 10 must have had candy corn before the game. Reason 274,837 why you don't eat candy corn.
Oh,
what's the hate for candy corn? Bears gonna take the snap. It is gonna be a draw play. Ooh. As they set it up. Nice. Oh, Chenoweth breaks a guy's ankles, dives out at the 1st down yardage, gets to the 24. He's gonna say his knees down before that at the 24. Oh, we got a flag on the play.
Oh dear, Barbara.
I think I can.
It's
smell.
Holding again on Mountain Home. They're gonna get holding again on Mountain Home.
They like to call that hold.
They must have been at your junior high dance, Barkley.
There wasn't that much holding in my junior high dance.
There wasn't penalties for it anyways.
No.
It is going to push Mountain Home back. It's a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Going to push Mountain Home back to the 42-yard line. Going to bring up 2nd down and 17 with 2:09 left here in this first half. Great play call.
Dial it up.
It's going to be option around the right side as Barrett's going to keep the ball this time, and he's going to get tackled back out at the 41-yard line. 3rd down and long for Mountain Home. We'll call it 15 with 1:55 left here in this half. See a concern. You know, you don't see Lake Hamilton having much will in this game, but they'd be calling timeout trying to get the ball back. But I think they know they can't go score here. Barrett's going to take the snap. He's looking to pass.
It's going to be that inside screen as they're going to hit Dunlap. Oh. Dunlap's got room around left side. Gets around to 30. Makes another guy miss. He's going to get tackled and drugged down really close to the yard to gain. They're going to say he's short. It is going to be at the 27-yard line. Mountain Home had to get to the 26-and-a-half, 25-and-a-half-yard line. But we were able to pick up a ton of yardage, and we are now keeping our offense on the field here as Mountain Home's going to call timeout. Mountain Home's going to call timeout here with fourth down and one looming. 1:13 left here in this Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic second quarter. Guys, what a huge drive for Mountain Home right here to try to get in. And, man, if you can punch this ball in right here before half, you might break the wheel of these Lake Hamilton Wolves.
If the wheel's not already broken.
Yeah, I mean, fourth and three, you've already gotten close to, you know, that's getting a little bit longer than the last field goal. Last field goal, he had a ton of legs. So, you know, it's kind of a coach's decision. Do you take your points? Do you feel good about your kicker? Do you want to risk the 3 yards? The offensive line has been dominating. The only really setbacks have been those holding calls.
Yeah, I agree. And that's the only thing that's really set us back is Mountain Home's offense looks locked and loaded tonight, ready to go. They're just on top of it. They are keeping the offense on field. And I love the call. Your defense has been able to stop them. If you can get this, get on down. You still have timeouts left at your disposal. You got two left. If you get inside and want to call timeout and get the field goal, get it. But Mountain Home does take the snap. They're going to hand it off to Chenoweth up the middle. He's going to get pushed by that offensive line, and he's going to be short. He's going to be short, guys. I think he's not going to get it, as Lake Hamilton's defense is going to come up with the stop they've been needing at the 26-yard line. Going to come up a couple yards short, but Mountain Home's defense is going to be asked to stop here with 1:02 left in this half.
You got Dylan and Sam back there running them back a little bit, guys. They didn't get much of a spot on that one, you know. It looked like he really fell forward as the ball kind of squirted out there. And were they marking it there? Where is
– got the Youngs marching from watching from Mountain Home. They got him at the 27.
Yeah.
That was close.
There's also a great conversation sparked in the YouTube chat about the holding call. So engage in that. Let's hear it. Let's see what you got.
Hamilton's going to take the snap. West, he's got a man. He's going to try to throw his receiver underneath. It is going to be overthrown. Overthrown with 56 seconds left here in the half, guys. And the guy's beating himself on the head. I don't know what he's got going on here. The ball was not thrown well, bud. I don't know what happened.
Well, Brad, because of the lack of the, you know, run game that they've been able to establish tonight, now they're having to do something that you can tell they're not as comfortable passing the ball. They're overthrowing receivers. They're, you know, just not able to do what they need to do to get back in this game with 56 seconds left in the first half.
Steve McDaniel said he grew up playing Lake Hamilton. Good luck with calls there is what he says.
He knows.
West is going to be under center. He's going to turn. He's going to fake handoff again. He's looking to pass. Looking to pass. He's going to throw it. Mountain Home is all over this. Hunter Estes comes in. Almost picks it off, but it goes through his hands, and the pass is completed at the 40-yard line as Mountain Home wrestles the receiver out of bounds. Hall, guys, we almost had a pick right there, and it bounced up in the air, and Hall, with good hands, was able to reel that ball in.
I think he was already working on his touchdown dance. I think he had it picked there. Just couldn't get to it.
Good read there by Hunter. Try to come in, but it's first down and 10 at the 46-yard line as Lake Hamilton has something cooking here right before half. He'll take the snap, fake the handoff. He's passing again as Eli Jones is pressuring the quarterback, and he's going to be forced to throw it away. Forced to throw it away as Eli Jones gets up the middle, pressures West out to his left. He throws the ball away with 44 seconds left. Guys, here's another thing. How about that time that clock didn't start on that one running play we had? This 44 seconds may not be here right now.
Yeah. It's a good observation.
Several observations tonight that have definitely played into the hands of the home team.
Garrett Whitlow is watching, class of 2016, on the YouTube chat. Keep letting us know where you're watching from.
West going to be in the shotgun here as he takes the snap. He's going to hand it off to his running back. His running back's going to go around the left side. That's Barton. He's going to be pushed out of bounds as he crosses right at the 50-yard line. I say he just sneaked into Mountain Home territory at the 49-yard line, bringing up third down and 5 as the clock stops with 39 seconds left.
It was a wise move for Barton to get out of bounds right there, get that clock stopped. Defense definitely needs to arch their back here. You can't let them go into half getting any points.
And then get the ball to start the second half. You don't want that double take on you right here.
Wes going to be in shotgun. Third down and five is Lake Hamilton has the ball at the 49-yard line of Mountain Home. They're going to hand off up the middle to Barton. He's going to be met immediately and smothered and covered. Waffle House special. Blake Vacco comes in, lays the boom as Grinninger had him down low, Setzer had him down low, and Vacco comes in and able to make the tackle. It is going to bring up fourth down and three, and there's a timeout on the field.
They're going to think about it.
I think, is Mountain Home called that timeout or did Lake Hamilton?
I didn't see where it was assessed.
Nonetheless, there's a timeout with 34 seconds left here. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Now is a great time to get out and experience an outdoor adventure in the Arkansas Delta Byways region. From hiking to biking to water adventures, we've got them all. Bike, jog, or stroll across the Big River Crossing, the longest public pedestrian bridge across the Mississippi River. Do some fishing or kayaking on Lake Chico, the largest oxbow lake in North America. Explore the beginnings of Arkansas at Arkansas Post National Memorial. Visit deltabyways.com for more ideas.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
If you don't get it, you've got Mountain Home set up, and you've already seen Ballard, who's got a leg. Right?
That's true.
Right?
True. Very true.
I'm leaning on that side as Wes is going to be in shotgun on this fourth down and two. He's going to take the snap, and he's going to hand off around the left side. He's got the first down yardage as he bowls his way inside the 40-yard line. I'm going to mark him out of bounds at the 38-yard line. First down yardage for Lake Hamilton with 30 seconds left on the clock.
And you kind of wonder right there if they weren't running it, Chinny. You know, he's been playing both sides of the ball game so far. So, second quarter brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint. Call Baxter Health Bone and Joint, 870-424-4710. Dr. Tom Knox, Winmore, Ed Roeder over there. Give him a call. Great orthopedic surgeons. They do a great job.
Keegan Rickman watching the class of 22, said loves how this football team has progressed. Wes is going to keep the ball as Dunlap gets tackled in the backfield, but he's got his man at the 30. He's got his man at the 30 at Hall. Hall catches the ball, gets inside right at the 26-yard line, and he gets run out of bounds there. 23 seconds left on the clock.
Defense needs to settle down here. You know, your back's against the wall a little bit, but you got to calm down a little bit here. I mean, they've been playing really great all game.
We saw their kicker in pregame here, right, Barkley? Yeah, I think it's touchdown or bust maybe for them.
Well, they're not in his range yet based on what we saw pregame, unless he was just not feeling it. But
I don't think a PAT is in his range. Well, just saying.
Wes going to be under center. He's going to try to draw Mountain Home off sides. We're all going to check our wristbands, make sure we know what's going on. They're going to call timeout.
Oh, they are.
Play clock was about to go down on them. That's why they called timeout. Timeout here on the field. 23 seconds left in this second quarter, brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
College dreams come true at the University of Central Arkansas, especially now with the UCA commitment. This new program provides a debt-free pathway for tuition and fees for Arkansas students whose families earn $100,000 or less a year. And that impacts everything. It's fewer barriers and endless opportunities. Welcome to Bear Country. Learn more about the UCA commitment at uca.edu.
That's a good point. Still a long ways.
So Lake Hamilton here going to have the ball. First down and 10 at the 26-yard line, looking to try to get a score here from half. Mountain Home leading 16-0 with 23 seconds left in this second quarter. Brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. West is going to be in shotgun. He's going to be looking to pass. He's going to throw it across the middle, and the ball is going to be completed. Ball is going to be caught inside the 5-yard line. We're going to mark him down at the 2 as the clock continues to tick with 19 seconds left on the clock. Guys, if Mountain Home can get a stop, they have one timeout left. I guess they can stop it, stop the clock here, and they're going to call it right now. They are going to call this timeout right now with 19 seconds left in this half. I don't know if I like that call from Lake Hamilton. I mean, if we stop them from getting in the end zone, do you think they have time to run a field goal unit on?
No, I see what you're saying there. If we are able to have a stand right here, keep them out of the end zone, but I would expect them to lean on that number 44.
Yeah.
He runs strong. He's a big, thick kid. There is no reason to believe that they're not going to try to put the ball in his hands. But great pitch and catch by Lake Hamilton.
Yeah, it was a great throw inside the 5 here. I'm telling you guys, I have a feeling Mountain Home can get a stop right here. This is one where you get a stop. You kind of lay on the running back. You make the officials come get the ball out. You hold your hand on the ball. I mean, you do all those things, and you keep that clock ticking here. See if they can get it set. But I still go back to when they didn't start the clock with 7 minutes left. We ran one whole play, and the clock did not start. We wouldn't be giving up a touchdown right here if that clock had ran.
Yeah, you might be onto something. But I love about this goal line defense. You can see big Aaron Martin in there.
Big Aaron Martin.
He loves the – tear it up on the inside, and so I'm with you. I think we create a big play right here.
Yeah, Aaron Martin is a wedge in the middle that is just hard to handle.
West is going to be under center right here. He's going to take the snap. It's going to be handoff inside. Mount Home does stop him indeed. They are going to keep the running back out of the end zone as they pull him back with 13 seconds, 12, 11,
they're
10, 9. They're trying to get on. Mount Home doing a good job staying on the ball, just like what I was talking about. West under center. 5 seconds left. He'll take the snap. He's going to try to spike the ball, and he does with 3 seconds remaining. Did you see Aaron Martin dive in there, try to knock that ball?
He almost intercepted the spike. That was awesome.
Clock is down to 3 seconds on the clock as Lake Hamilton's coaches have a decision to make. Mountain Home's defense with a great stop right there as they got the ball out to the 3-yard line. The play clock is down to 21 seconds.
Well, it's evident here that Lake Hamilton has zero Ole Miss recruits, because if this would have been Ole Miss, they'd have felt someone would have fallen out. So I appreciate them playing good, clean football.
Lake Hamilton's only got 8 seconds to go snap this ball. They are going for it with 3 seconds left here in the half from the 3-yard line. The snap, the quarterback is going to throw. He's going to throw the ball. They'll say, it's going to the house. This could go to the house. Go, Palmer, go. Go, Palmer, go. They go. Interception at the 1-9-yard touchdown. Reception touchdown. Palmers. Let's go on the 99-yard interception return for a touchdown to make this game 22-0 Mountain Home.
Holy cow. What a change of events. We thought they were getting ready to score right there, and they took it to the house.
Holy cow. Lake Hamilton chose to throw the ball. Palmer steps in front of it. 99-yard. The Mountain Home sideline is going crazy. We're out of breath up here. Ballard's back for the extra point. The snap is back, the kick is up, and the kick is good. What a way to end this first half, boys. Mountain Home leading 23-0. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where your property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They are a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 142 South College Street in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see the full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering of the future.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you would do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent James Boyette will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you would do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent James Boyette in Mountain Home today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.